Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm going to be interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It's the 6th of July, 2009. Could you please say into the microphone then your name, surname, age, if you're happy with that, and where you come from?
My name's Steve Rosa. I'm from Bristol, and I'm 52.
Okay, thank you. Could you tell us a little bit about how you found out about the One Another project?
Well, I think I probably found out about it just by sort of generally trawling around the net. I think it was one of those things which popped up somewhere, I'm not quite sure where. And when I saw it, I just thought, well, I've absolutely got to apply for this. So, can't remember exactly where, in other words.
So what is it you're going to be doing up on the plinth?
Well, I have thought very long and very hard about it. I'm waking up every morning about 4:30, worrying ever since I found out. It was one of those things where I decided I was going to do it. Apply for it. And I thought, well, great idea. And then suddenly, the sort of the actual moment of the text arriving from One Another and discovering that I actually had to do something. Since then, I've just got into a sort of, I went into a sort of decline for a while rather, and was very, very, very worried about it. Very, very unlike me because I love basically performing or and I lecture and so I'm used to having hundreds of people in front of me and talking to them and. But this is just what really, really affected me quite deeply. And I've had to think very carefully about what I want to do and how I want to do it and things like that and what it actually means to me. So it's been quite profound in a way, deciding what to do. And I sort of, lots of people have made me lots of suggestions, some really fantastically funny ones and some really ridiculous ones. And but basically, the thing which people have mostly said is that you can just do what you want, you can just be you. And I sort of found that quite intimidating because I didn't really know what me was on top of a plinth in the middle of Trafalgar Square, or not me is in my house or in front of a lecture theatre or whatever, but with a crowd who don't know who they are and how it's going to be and what's going to happen, all that sort of stuff, it's going to be quite strange. So I sort of thought about all the suggestions people have made and it's quite obvious to me that they were going to be quite short. So it's sort of a bit like Britain's Got No Talent, you know. I just couldn't imagine any of them stretching for an hour. But equally, I couldn't imagine just standing there, like the guy who was on second today, just standing there. I just imagine that was me. So I had to think of something which sort of was me, but was active, but wasn't sort of performing, because I didn't think I could do that for the time. So I thought, well, basically, one's in a position of privilege, but not of any real power when you're standing up there. I mean, I can talk to people and they don't have to listen, but actually I'm in quite a strong position in a way, and I think when you're in that position you really have to do something that you feel strongly about. So I thought, well, I think like a lot of people, do something positive for the world. And then I thought, really, well, that's not really gonna sound a bit preachy and it's not gonna be too much fun as well. So I thought, well, I'll do little things that can change the world in little ways. So basically what I thought was I would just try and do some very, very simple things which make our lives a little bit better, albeit for only a few minutes. So it may be things like just getting people to go and greet other people, just say hello to someone they've never met, or another one might be sort of just singing a song together that we all know, just singing a song. So I've brought my ukulele and I'm going to sing a song up there and hopefully everyone might join in. And then I had a real coup, which was I thought I'd just ask Green and Black's chocolate whether they'd send me loads of chocolate and I could just distribute it, because I thought it's good chocolate, it's fair trade, it's organic, it's good stuff, possibly not good for you, but it's hearts in the right place. And the idea of being able to give out large amounts of chocolate, I mean, you're buying the crowd basically. So I sent them an email and I got a really, really nice phone call and they've sent me lots of chocolate. So I'm going to distribute 50 bars of Mayan Gold, Green and Black's organic chocolate to the crowd, and hopefully that might win them over. So that's the sort of thing I'm going to do, tiny things which make everyone's life a little bit happier for the odd minute, possibly.
Thank you. So who would you say then you're ultimately doing this for?
Yeah, very good question. I don't know. I mean, I think I'm doing it for myself, really, because I do like performing and generally sort of just giving out, but it's been difficult to find the right place that it's been good for me, you know, because I think I'm sort of doing it for, I am doing it for myself, but really I'm sort of pretending I'm doing it for everyone else really, but actually in the end it's for me.
So how do you think people are going to react?
I don't know really. I think I hope they'll sort of be quite positive, because I mean my main problem is I want to get people to do things, and you can't rely. I mean I've got some friends coming, they'll do what I say, but you know, everyone else might just go and not do it, and if they don't, you know, no one will die, no, nothing bad will happen, but it would be a shame if people don't sort of join in and I'm just up there just sort of trying to get people going. I mean, the trouble is, it sort of sounds a bit like a sort of Open University icebreaker slightly, you know, sort of meet some people and be, you know, say hello and things like that. They're all good things to do, but we'll see anyway. We'll see what happens.
So do you have any hopes or fears then for what will be going on the...
Well, height is my fear. I'm really scared of heights, and I think that's the thing I'm going to be quite challenging, actually, just physically getting up there. I'm slightly nervous that that I'm going to sort of just get up there and freeze, because I just think that I don't like heights. And I haven't seen anyone do that. I mean, everyone seems to be quite happy up there, and there were guys talking about it being feeling safe and feeling okay. So I've got that nerves. I've got those nerves. I've got, I don't know, it's always difficult when you sort of expose yourself up somewhere, and I'm just worried people think I'm a pillock. I don't really think that. I don't really care. I did think that a couple of weeks ago. Everyone will think, you know, twat, but I don't think they will. So anyway, it doesn't matter if they do. In the end, finally, nothing matters.
So yeah, how do you hope then they will react? How do you expect them to react? How would you hope them to react?
I hope they just get into the spirit of it, really, and start enjoying themselves and doing, and hopefully just find it. I mean, I think it should really be fun, this, as well. Some of them today, I've watched most of them up until about 4 o'clock when I had to come down from Bristol. And I didn't get the impression that people were really enjoying it too much. I mean, they were doing things which were really nice and really good, but I just didn't get the fact, sort of sense of people themselves and also the people on the ground enjoying it. Now, it's sort of difficult balance between trying not to make it into a performance where you're trying to just be a stand-up comic, because it's not what I am and it's not what the idea is. But I sort of want people to enjoy it, to have fun, you know, to actually think, oh, that was a laugh, you know, as opposed to what's going on up there and it was interesting for 2 minutes sort of thing. So I hope people will enjoy it, I hope people have fun, and if they don't, I'm cool.
And how are you feeling then, an hour before you go up?
All right now, yeah, I'm all right, I'm good, actually. I've had a day off, so I've just been sort of chilling at home and working through it and things like that. So I feel happy about how it's all going to come together. I hope it's going to be fine. And it's really getting into that place where it feeling that, you know, actually it doesn't matter. You know, I know how many people are going to be out there now, roughly. It's going to be, I had sort of visions of great Glastonbury crowds stretching away and other visions of, you know, nobody being there and things like that. So now I know it's just a sort of, you know, it's a reasonable number of folk, and they seem pretty cheerful and chipper and everything. So everyone seems to be in a good mood. So it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it now. As I say, I'm slightly nervous about getting in the cherry picker and going up, but apart from that, I think it'll be great.
Thank you. So going back to you, how would you describe yourself?
Quite extrovert, quite political. I like showing off. I'm a family person. I've got my families up here today, my daughter and my wife, and some friends here as well. So I'm a pretty happy person. I enjoy my life, and I love my work, and I love the rest of my life as well. And I like trying lots of new things as well. I don't have anything which I sort of really absolutely fixate on, you know. So there's nothing I do to the exclusion of anything else. So I'm sort of quite a sort of cosmopolitan person, like travelling around, you know. Sort of stuff. I'm normal, basically. I think pretty normal.
And you say you're a lecturer. What do you do?
I'm a chemist. Electric chemistry at Bath University.
And okay, great. No, that's fantastic. Anything else you'd like to say about going up there before you actually go up there?
Not really. I think I'm just looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. I was very nervous about having people here. To start off with, I didn't want anyone to come and watch. But now I'm really happy that I've got 10 or 15 people coming to see me, and I know they're going to be there. I know they're there to support me rather than. They've made the effort to come up, so I think unless I do something good, it won't be worth them coming. I know they just come just because they're my mates, basically. And I feel really, really pleased that they're there, so I'm really pleased my chums are there.
And how have they been in the run-up to this?
Well, there's been a combination. My wife thought it's absolutely hilarious because she thinks it's very funny because I think she feels I'm hoist by my own petard in the sense that, you know, I went, yeah, it'd be a real laugh. And then actually when it came down to it, I was bricking it. You know, I've been bricking it for 2 weeks and she's actually quite enjoyed that in a supportive way. But they've been great. Most of them have thought it's really, really, really good fun. And they've loved the idea of it. And they just go for it. You know, there have been some silly suggestions and things to do. But, you know, apart from that, it's been pretty good. Everyone's been very helpful, kind.
Good. Well, thank you very much. If you haven't got anything else to say, then that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you.